Thanks, Vic. Frosty, you're getting ready for a very emotional game come Sunday. You're going back where you were drafted 6 years ago. What's it going to be like for you Sunday?
Oh, I'm sure it's going to be exciting. I heard there was news that it's going to be a sellout crowd there, their home opener. And fortunately, I'm playing versus my old team, and I'm excited. My whole family's excited to go back, and it should be an awesome experience.
You were named the captain of the game. What does it mean to you to be embraced by your new teammates in that way?
I mean, it's huge, you know, and when I talked to a couple of the guys, including DeQuell, about why they named me a captain, he said it wasn't about you playing in Cincinnati. He said it was about how you come to work every day and your professionalism and the way, you know, you are, your energy you're bringing, and that's why. And that's a huge, huge statement coming from guys like DeQuell and Phil and Joe Thomas, you know, and you know, I'm going to continue to work that way, even if I have a C in my shirt or if I'm a captain or not. I'm going to continue to work that way just because I like being able to come here every day and do it.
Speaking of coming to work, what was your mindset as you head into this work week, knowing the offense that you're about to face out there on the field Sunday?
Well, I was there for 6 years, and I know the guy that I'm going against the primary of the time with Andrew Whitworth, and I know the type of player he is and, you know, the type of scheme they run. And, you know, I know we have our hands full, so to say, and we just got to get to work. You know, we have a really good group here, and we're very competitive, and we're not going to just budge. We're going to try to press them as much as we can and just get after them. And we're all open for the challenge, and I know Dimitri is, you know, stepping in for Joe, and, you know, just to say that I know he's ready for the game of his life, and I'm just glad I'm a part of this.
When you look at this Bengals offense, I know they went against a very superior Ravens defense on Monday night. Talk about Andy Dalton in his second year. What have you seen from him from watching the game footages?
There's just a lot of more command. You know, coming in last year for Andy, there was no minicamp or OTAs just like everyone else across the league. And he had to step in the shoes of a proven veteran in Carson Palmer. And he had to earn the respect and, you know, and the confidence behind the team going in and being just a, you know, a second round draft pick and coming in and having to produce right away. And he did a phenomenal job, and seeing the growth, you know, I just hope come Sunday his growth just, you know, sets back for a second and, you know, lets us be more dominant that day. But he's done a tremendous job, and the way the coaches have taken him and given the keys to the ship is good.
In this offseason, they acquired a veteran running back in Ben Jarvis Green Ellis. Talk about this guy. What threat does he pose if you don't contain him?
Yeah, I mean, he's a downhill runner, and the scheme, they run a lot of zones and stuff. It fits his game, and he did a good job the other night. The game just got out of hand, and it turned into a passing game because they had to play catch-up. But he had a couple nice runs, and I know he's probably itching to get there and play in front of those fans and on their home opener, and we have to do a good job in shutting all that down.
And just to give me the insight during this work week, what were you working on?
I was just working on being consistent, and I lost the edge one time during this past game on a run, and that's not my forte. That's not my game plan, and I need to get back to what I do. And I didn't get much reps during the preseason because I had a little injury, so I'm back, and I'm just getting my feet under myself now. So I'm working on that and just, like I said, just being consistent.
And overall, Frosty, you know about this Bengals-Browns matchup. You were once part of the Battle of Ohio on the other side of the field. Talk about this rivalry and just how you look at what happened to the Browns this past Sunday and you look at what happened to the Bengals this past Monday night. It's in the makings for a huge game come Sunday.
It's going to be huge. And every time, you know, when I was in Cincinnati and every time we played the Browns, you knew it's going to be a physical game and it's going to come down to the end. And especially, like you said, with the way we lost and, you know, the bad taste we have in our mouths and the way they lost, they have one too, and it's their opener, so everyone's going to be screaming and hollering and trying to fly around. And, you know, we just need to go in there and just be the more dominant team, and I think we can do that. A lot of people are doubting us. Doesn't really matter because everyone in this locker room knows what we're capable of doing, and we just have to prove it. So we can't say anything more about it. We just have to go show it. So, you know, in order to get those people to be quiet, we got to do work.
Well, Frosty, thank you for your time and good luck to you.
You got it, bud.
Back to you, Vic.